On a rare off day in August, when the practice fields are quiet, most players spend their time away relaxing from the long days of football. Time to catch up on sleep and get ready for the week ahead. So it seems odd that two players would spend their off day working in the sand.
This is a dream since you were a kid. Everybody was playing with toys like this in their sandbox, and now they get to relive it as an adult. For a lot of people to come out here, this is their bucket list item. They've always wanted to do this. They drove past a construction site and go, what is it like to play on those pieces of equipment? We give you the opportunity to do that. And more importantly, we give you the opportunity to do that in a really safe, secure environment with a trained instructor that can help you through anything and any obstacle.
Both Audie Cole and Mike Motti used their day off to put in some work, but a different kind of work. Jumping into the construction trucks to move some dirt and play in the sandbox.
One of the most fun, good, clean, fun activities that you could do, you come out here, you drive a bulldozer, you ramp off of them, you get the excavator, digging holes. I mean, as a kid, that's all we did was dig holes outside, get dirty, and it's just a great time. Great opportunity for us to come out here and just have some good, clean fun, and it was a great time for us.
Oh, I mean, it's awesome out here. It's our second time doing it now. I mean, it's fun to come out here and play around with something you don't do all the time. I mean, you know, I've never played around bulldozers and excavators and stuff until I came out here, and it's a good time.
The pair was in Hastings at Extreme Sandbox, a place where adults can be kids and play in a giant sandbox.
We're the only heavy equipment adventure company in the Midwest. When you get to come out here, we have a variety of different pieces of heavy equipment, from bulldozers to 19-ton excavators to skid steers. We also have a fire truck. It's a real working fire truck that we use for kids' birthday parties or a limo service, or you might see us in parades. And then just recently we launched our RC Adventures courses, where you get to play on RC cars or drones.
This wasn't the first trip to Extreme Sandbox for the linebackers. They spent a day here earlier this summer and had a great time moving dirt and playing in the sand.
Well, in the linebacker room, we have a Secret Santa every year in December. And so I happened to have Audie. I was the Secret Santa, so I was looking at, wanted to get him, you know, wanted to do some sort of like activity as opposed to, you know, just getting some sort of material things. And so we ended up coming out here in the spring, and we spent all day out here doing the excavators, bulldozers, and we had a great time. And so just to come out here and do it again was awesome. So, I mean, I could come out here, I could play on these things all week. It was great, man.
It took us about 6 months to get out here. But once we got out here, it was like, why didn't we do this right away? It was awesome.
On this day, both linebackers got to take their crack at digging some holes and moving dirt, picking up a car, and paving a path with their bulldozers. It's quite the shift from their normal lives in the football field, but both defenders couldn't find a better way to spend an off day. They are the regular sounds of progress downtown at U.S. Bank Stadium, but on this day, the sound signaled a great day off in the sandbox for two close friends.
Oh, I mean, it's nice. I had a great time. You come out here, you can't help but love being down here. It's fun. It's a great time.
You know, you can spend all day inside hanging out, you know, just watching Netflix. You come out and, you know, do some activities and hang out and do some, it's good, clean fun for us. So it was awesome. Yeah, it's great.
Coming up, the 10-year anniversary of a national tragedy hits home hard for a Vikings wide receiver. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.